Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The scripture is quite clear that the action of faith is the gift of God. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. More importantly, though, by the grace of God, we are made to understand that the action of faith, while present in all of those who believe, is not the actual basis or grounds of their justification. Rather, the one who is the object of that faith is the justifier. The sons of God believe that they are justified by Christ, who is their salvation. The action of faith is wrought in the sons of God by him who makes his people willing in the day of his power. Just as Abraham believed God, so too do all those who are called out of darkness and into the glorious light of the gospel, which they are made to hear and believe. Abraham was not justified by the act of believing. Rather, he was justified by the one in whom he believed. Belief in itself is of no real value if the object of one's faith is misplaced. Thus, the preaching of the gospel is not about trying to get men to believe, but rather the exaltation of him who is both just and the justifier of those that believe. We must preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This is no open-ended offer, but is the declaration that Jesus Christ came into the world to save his people from their sins, and he has accomplished that very work. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. The Lord healed the physical ailments of 10 lepers in a village on his way to Jerusalem. He sent them to the priests, as the law of Moses required, where their healing was made manifest. Only one out of the 10 returned to give him thanks, glorifying God for his deliverance. He was a lowly Samaritan, which people were despised by the Jews. The Lord recognized the singularity of his praise and thanksgiving, which was not to be seen from the other 9. In this account, we are taught the nature of true saving faith. We see the 9 receiving the blessing of healing of their natural bodies, which no doubt they rejoiced in. Yet just like the carnal multitude that followed the Lord for loaves and fishes, they were quite satisfied to consume these blessings upon their own lusts and desires. The Lord said, "Many are called, but few are chosen," in order that he might teach the preciousness of his grace and the great privilege it is to be called the sons of God. This one leper who returned to give glory to the Lord recognized from whose hand his healing had come. Perhaps the other 9 just chalked it up to doing what he told them to do. Many are those who, when asked about the basis of their salvation, will tell us that they believed when they were 10 years old, or they can recount some time and place when they gave their heart to the Lord. It is rare, however, to find those who simply give glory to God for snatching them as a brand from the burning, confessing that apart from his mercy, they would surely perish even now. This one leper recognized that his healing was of a greater value than simply being set free from leprosy, for he gave testimony that he was set free in mind and heart as he worshiped at the footstool of Christ without being told to do so. The work of the Spirit of God in him prompted his response and filled his mouth with praises and rejoicing to the one who had set him free. The Lord testified, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." The other 9 evidently believed that there was at least the possibility of their healing as they went to the priest just like the Lord told them to. Their belief, however, did not make them whole. Only the one who returned glorifying God manifested that he did not simply believe, but that he recognized the one from whose hand his healing came. The faith which made him whole was Jesus Christ, who is the object of all saving faith, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Do you have this faith?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.